Don't worry about anything, but in everything by prayer and petition, with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known to God. And the peace of God, which passes all understanding, shall keep your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus. Philippians chapter 4, verses 6 and 7. Thanks for joining us today. This is the Hour of Intercession. I'm Pastor Joseph Parker, who invites you to look with us in the Word of God in the book of Matthew, Matthew chapter 28, beginning at verse 1. Now, after the Sabbath, as the first day of the week began to dawn, Mary Magdalene and the other Mary came to see the tomb. And behold, there was a great earthquake, for an angel of the Lord descended from heaven and came and rolled back the stone from the door and sat on it. His countenance was like lightning, and his clothing as white as snow. And the guards shook for fear of him and became like dead men. But the angel answered and said to the women, "Do not be afraid, for I know that you seek Jesus who was crucified. He is not here, for he is risen, as he said. Come see the place where the Lord lay, and go quickly and tell his disciples that he is risen from the dead, and indeed he is going before you into Galilee. There you will see him. Behold, I have told you." So they went out quickly from the tomb with fear and great joy and ran to bring his disciples word. And as they went to tell his disciples, behold, Jesus met them, saying, "Rejoice!" So they came and held him by the feet and worshipped him. Then Jesus said to them, "Do not be afraid. Go and tell my brethren to go to Galilee, and there they will see me." Now while they were going, behold, some of the guard came into the city and reported to the chief priests all the things that had happened. When they had assembled with the elders and consulted together, they gave a large sum of money to the soldiers, saying, "Tell them his disciples came at night and stole him away while we slept. And if this comes to the governor's ears, we will appease him and make you secure." So they took the money and did as they were instructed. And this saying is commonly reported among the Jews until this day. Then the 11 disciples went away into Galilee to the mountain which Jesus had appointed for them. When they saw him, they worshipped him, but some doubted. And Jesus came and spoke to them, saying, "All authority has been given to me in heaven and on earth. Go therefore and make disciples of all the nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit, teaching them to observe all things that I have commanded you. And lo, I am with you always, even to the end of the age. Amen." All of Matthew 28, verses 1 through 20. Father, we thank you, Lord, for the wonderful privilege of being a part of your family. Thank you for saving us, calling us out of the world and into a new relationship with you and one another. What a privilege, what an honor, what a blessing it is to be a part of your church, the family of the Lord Jesus Christ. Lord, open our eyes and our hearts to better understand and to desire to live with a passion to do that which you've called us to do. You've called us to make disciples. Help us to understand the great honor, privilege, responsibility, but blessing it is for us to be able to carry out this very important work and responsibility. We thank you. We praise you. In Jesus' name we do pray. Amen. Thanks again for listening to the Hour of Intercession. Again, I'm Pastor Joseph Parker. We're in the midst of our fall share-a-thon, and our theme is Our Living Hope, taken from 1 Peter chapter 1, verse 3. And I want to remind you that we're desiring that you pray with us and walk with us through these 3 days of our fall share-a-thon. I would mention that I'm blessed today to have as our co-host today, Victory Holofield. Great to have you. Great to have you with us today. And, of course, always an honor to have you in the house as well. And so, yep, there goes Pete. Pete's glad to know Victory's in the house, too.
Hey,
praise
Pete.
The Lord.
Hey, Pete.
All right. And you're going to help us today with carrying things through Share-a-thon, as well as the topic we'll be looking at as well.
I'm excited.
Our number to call if a listener would like to get involved with our fall Share-a-thon and help us carry out the mission and the work of the American Family Association, the number to call is 1-877-616-2396. Again, that's 1-877-616-2396. Hope that you will do that. And we want to continue to remind our listeners, we want to urge you and your family to join the American Family Association in intercessory prayer for Judge Amy Coney Barrett and her family during this week of the confirmation process. Just so happens to be the same week as our fall share-a-thon, but we're asking you to pray for them and pray for the process. Pray that the Spirit of God will permeate all the hearings and that all will go well. Please pray for the protection of Judge Barrett and her family in the midst of the onslaught of spiritual attack that will happen in the midst of this week. Also, we encourage you to sign the prayer pledge at AFA.net that you and your family are joining with AFA in prayer for Judge Amy Coney Barrett and her family. Hope that you'll take the time to do that. Victor, would you share with our listeners the phone number once again if they'd like to call in and make a pledge to help us continue the work of AFA?
Absolutely. That number to give, my brothers and sisters, it's 877-616-2396. That's 877-616-2396. And for those younger people, millennials, and hey, if you're more, you know, seasonal, don't be offended by what I'm about to say. You can also give online at AFR.net. That's AFR.net.
All right. Thank you. Victor, would you take a moment? Some of our listeners know they've probably heard you before, but some haven't. And just reintroduce yourself to some that maybe haven't heard you before and tell them a little bit about yourself.
Absolutely. I would love that. So my government name is Jade Hollyfield, and I go by Victory as well. It was years ago when I was in college. Years ago. Yeah, not that I'm old, y'all. I'm just getting older, aging gracefully. There was a gospel song that I loved, and it was by Jonathan Nelson. It was called My Name is Victory. And I just fell in love with it. So that's why I also go by Victory. But I work here at American Family Radio. It is such a privilege and an honor. I try not to take that for granted. And I'm a servant of the Lord. I help out with the Addisons. I'm their assistant. I help them out with their show. And Pastor Parker, you're so kind to allow me to join you at times. And so I'm just a servant of the Lord. I'm a wife and a bonus mommy. I became a young bonus mom. So, yeah, I'm about that blended life. But you know what? Since I've been in blended world, I realized Jesus was blended too. He had a stepdaddy, Joseph. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, that's pretty much my life, I guess you can say.
All right.
I still think we're newlyweds. We're 3 years in. Mickey Addison tells me we're not. Mm. I think that's newlywed.
Well, I think you can be a newlywed as long as you want to.
Come on.
Praise the Lord.
I'm all about keeping it spicy. Don't get me started on that when you're married.
All right. I'm going to share the scripture that our theme is based on for our fall share-a-thon. The number, once again, before we share that, is 1-877-616-2396. If you'd like to call in and make a pledge to help us to continue the mission and the work of the American Family Association and American Family Radio, once again, the number 1-877-616-2396. Our scripture again, 1 Peter chapter 1, verses 3 through 9, tells us, "Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who according to his abundant mercy has begotten us again to a living hope through the resurrection of Jesus Christ from the dead, to an inheritance incorruptible and undefiled that does not fade away, reserved in heaven for you, who are kept by the power of God through faith for salvation, ready to be revealed in the last time. In this you greatly rejoice, though now for a little while, if need be, you have been grieved by various trials, that the genuineness of your faith, being much more precious than gold that perishes, though it is tested by fire, may be found to praise, honor, and glory at the revelation of Jesus Christ, whom having not seen, you love. Though now you do not see him, yet believing you rejoice with joy inexpressible and full of glory, receiving the end of your faith, the salvation of your souls." Again, that was 1 Peter chapter 1, verses 3 through 9. And we're going to take time now, Victory, to listen to some listener testimonies.
Awesome.
This is Dean in Aberdeen, South Dakota. I've been totally blind the last 25 years. That isn't a big deal. The big deal is that it turned me on to radio. And my favorite station is American Family Radio on 90.1 FM KEEA. That's the big deal. I'm forever indebted to Don Wildman for the vision and carrying through of getting this radio station. I just want to say my future's great. I'll be stepping into heaven's shores and meeting my Lord and Savior, the Bible characters, and especially my superstars on American Family Radio will be there. That's something to look forward to. Thank you, and God bless you.
Josefina from Arkansas. I am a natural life citizen of the USA from Mexico. Every day, I thank God for giving me the blessing of living in this country. About 15 years ago, by the grace of God, I came across AFR for the first time. Before that, I had no interest in voting. But thanks to you, I now am a faithful, consistent voter in local, state, and, of course, presidential elections. From the Godly Men and Women, a new program, I have learned that it is my privilege and duty to vote, and that my vote does make a difference. I stopped watching the news a few months ago because they make me sick, literally. Now I get my news only from you. I also support you on a monthly basis. I love all of you without ever meeting you in person. I admire your boldness and your faithfulness to God. Thank you so very much. You are like water in the desert.
Joanne from Iowa. I'd like to listen to AFR because I feel that I get non-biased news. I don't listen to the sensationalism mainstream news anymore. So thank you for your good news reporting.
You're listening to the Hour Intercession as we're in the midst of our fall share-a-thon. The number to call if you'd like to make a pledge to help us to continue the work and the mission of the American Family Association. That number is 1-877-616-2396. Again, that's 1-877-616-2396. Well, Victory, you know, today, in the midst of our dealing with share-a-thon also, we're going to be looking at a topic specifically that we're hoping that our listeners will really be challenged and encouraged and stirred by the Holy Spirit about, the topic of living a life of obedience specifically to the Great Commission. And we'll be talking about evangelism and discipleship.
Yeah, that's right up my alley right there. I like that.
Praise
looking
God.
Forward to it.
You know, it's so critical that we as believers understand this very important point that, as I read in Matthew chapter 28, the Great Commission, every believer is called to this very important task of sharing the gospel of Jesus Christ in the world and pointing people to Jesus Christ and then helping them to grow up and to mature in their faith. Because, you know, in all of life, with all that's going in our world, what really matters is Jesus Christ and our relationship to Him. Because
absolutely.
When it's all said and done, nothing else really matters at all.
Everything else is futile. I believe that's what it says in Ecclesiastes. It says everything is meaningless. So you're right, absolutely. And what I love about the Great Commission, it doesn't say you have to have a certain personality. So for those introverts, I'm married to an introvert, who may be like, I'm too nervous. Listen, this is not about you. It's about you sharing the gospel of Jesus Christ. That's where you got to lean on the Holy Spirit. So I'm looking forward to getting into this because there's various ways that you can go and evangelize.
That's right. That's right. And very simply, you know, even just in small ways. Now, It's important to know every believer can be involved, and what we're called to do is to walk in an intimate relationship with the Lord.
Amen.
And we're to learn to basically flow with the Holy Spirit and listen to Him as He guides us to minister to people, to share the gospel, to help believers grow in their walk with the Lord, but also just to share the love of Jesus through our words, our actions, our attitude, the things we say, the things we do. And the Holy Spirit, He's our divine tutor that teaches us how to do that.
He surely is. Jesus said, I know Him, John 14:17, the Spirit of truth, whom the world does not know nor receive. But He said, you know Him. That's what He said to the disciples. And I'm a disciple, you're a disciple. So He's speaking to us as well.
That's right. That's right. Once again, the number to call if you want to get involved with our fall share-a-thon, that number is 1-877-616-2396. Again, that's 1-877-616-2396. You know, Victor, one of the Holy Spirit's names is the Helper from Scripture, and it's very helpful for us to better understand what that means. So we're going to get into that more on the other side of the break. Again, my guest co-host with us today is Victory Holifield, and we're looking at the topic, Living a Life of Obedience, the Great Commission. We'll be right back.
Amen.
Through the darkness Your loving kindness tore through the shadows of my soul. The work is finished, the end is written. Jesus Christ, my living hope. Who could imagine so great a mercy? What heart could fathom such boundless grace? The God of ages stepped down from glory. Wear my sin and bear my shame. The cross has spoken, I am forgiven. The King of Kings calls me his own. Beautiful Savior, I'm yours forever. Jesus Christ, my
Naomi. I live in Benton, Texas. I have been listening every day. All of a sudden, I just got addicted. I really am addicted to the radio now rather than that horrible stuff you hear on TV. At night, I'm addicted to Frank Gaffney. He tells us what's going on in our world, and drives me crazy that I can't get everybody that I love to listen to him, because he knows what's happening and tells us.
This is Joey from Louisiana. When you're saved, of course you're saved. Jesus never gives up on you. You need Jesus. You need the Holy Spirit to talk to God. But the evil one never gives up on you either. And we need AFR garbage in, garbage out. So AFR, there's no garbage in it. Every show from 8 o'clock on through the evening is a positive reinforcement of the Word of God, whether it's financial matters or political or just preaching. I'm so very grateful. I drive a lot, so I get to hear it in my vehicle. I thank God for every program, every host. God bless you.
Hi, my name is Lance, and I'm in Illinois. And AFA has been a tremendous blessing to me in many, many ways. All the programs have really encouraged me as I've been in my classroom. I actually use sound bites and videos from AFA with a youth group that I started with some high schoolers. My son's a freshman this year, and his buddies come and listen to the Word of God, and they also get a good angle on the different issues that so many people are afraid to talk about, and I give them the worldview of the Bible perspective. Brian Fisher to Sandy Rios to today's issues, everything is just so honest and effective. So thank you, AFA, for all you do. You've been an amazing blessing.
You're listening to the Hour of Intercession as we're in the midst of our fall share-a-thon. The number to call if you'd like to get involved with the share-a-thon and make a pledge to help us to continue the work and the mission of American Family Radio. That number is 1-877-616-2396. Again, that's 1-877-616-2396. My guest co-host today is Victory Holofield, and we're grateful to have her in studio with us today.
I'm glad to be here.
All right, and we're looking specifically at the topic today of living a life of obedience and carrying out the Great Commission. And we're reminding believers that every one of us is supposed to be involved in the very important work, ministries of evangelism and discipleship, and every day is important as well.
It is. It is. You know, I love when you, every time you say living a life of obedience, because the Great Commission is... It's sin if we don't do it. Those of us who are followers of Jesus Christ, he tells us to go to you and make disciples. And Pastor Parker, you know how you always ask, I love that you ask me, Jade, Victory, have you been spending time in the Word? And I'm getting where I ask him to, even though I know the answer is yes, because it's Pastor Parker. But one thing I've been reading is the Old Testament along with the New Testament. And right now I'm in Leviticus. And what amazes me is just, he's the same God, right? And in the Old Testament, how they had to, in order for them to enter into the tabernacle, there was quite a bit of procedure that they had to do. And the Leviticus chapter 10, Aaron's two of his sons were dropped dead because they disobeyed God, right? And I say that to say, this is what motivates me to want to make disciples. When I think about what Jesus did, y'all better hear me. That one time his blood was shed so that we can now enter boldly to the throne of grace. Do y'all understand they had to repeatedly in the Old Testament sacrifice animals because in order to approach God, you have to, he's a holy God. And the blood of animals only covered our sins, but the blood of Jesus wiped it away. That right there is enough for me to, the least I can do is share the gospel of Jesus Christ. Because of what Christ did for me, man, that should be some gasoline in our vehicles to make us to go ye and make disciples.
Amen. Amen. The number to call if you want to involved with our Fall Share-a-thon. No, that's fine. It's 1-877-616-2396. Again, that's 1-877-616-2396. And Victor, you know, I want to remind our listeners too that some have already emailed us and let us know, but if you'd like to get some of the gospel track bookmarks that we provide, we're glad to share them with the listeners. If you send us an email, email me jparker@afa.net. Again, jparker@afa.net. And simply let us know you'd like to get some of the gospel track bookmarks and send us your mailing address. We'll drop them in the mail to you. And of course, our goal is we want to challenge and encourage you to recognize that, you know, giving out gospel tracts as you go during the day or specifically going places to give them out, that's a very wise thing to do. Proverbs lets us know that he that wins souls is wise. And each of us has that privilege and opportunity. It's good for us to understand that, sadly, sometimes you may have believers that kind of have the perspective and attitude kind of like, well, do I have to be involved with the ministry of evangelism and discipleship? But a much better and a right perspective is I have the privilege, the joy, and the honor of partnering with the Holy Spirit to do the work of evangelism and discipleship. The greatest joys in life will come as we simply flow with the Holy Spirit to do ministry. And the Holy Spirit's all about ministry.
Amen.
Wherever we go. And, you know, the mission field is not somewhere out there. The mission field is wherever the Holy Spirit is.
Come on, Pastor Parker, I love that perspective that you gave. That steps on some toes. We have the opportunity. We get to do this.
That's right.
To share the gospel of Jesus Christ. You know, this is why you should definitely donate, because that's one of the goals that we do here at AFR. In the midst of us, challenging the culture war that's going on, we're giving out the word of God to encourage our listeners. Like, we are to infiltrate everything that we hear in the world through the scriptures. If you are a follower of Jesus Christ, I'm sure you've heard this, Pastor Parker. I've heard people say, why you got to put God in everything? Well, I'm actually a believer. I'm a follower of Jesus. He said, in all thy ways, acknowledge him. But I wanted to add this too about evangelizing and disciple making and obeying the Lord. I love that you always say we are to be led by the Holy Spirit, and he will do that. Let me tell you another thing I've started doing. You know how homeless people will ask for food or money, really. And, you know, you never know what they're going to do with that. So I told my husband, we're going to start keeping tracks in the car, because we do give out tracks. And I said, we're going to start giving tracks out. Instead of me giving you some money, because I don't know what you're about to do with that money. I hope they use it for food, but I'm going to give you some tracks. We got all kinds of tracks at the house. My husband orders them, but we take every opportunity to share Christ.
That's right. That's right. And, you know, again, it's so good for us to understand that the life of a disciple is a life of about flowing with the Holy Spirit every single day.
Yeah.
God has worked for us every single day, actually throughout the day. And in the truest sense of the word, every believer is called to full-time ministry.
I love that.
And the beauty is the Holy Spirit, again, he's our divine tutor. He teaches us how and where to minister. Our job is to live in a listening mode because he knows what needs to be done in every setting and every situation. But if we live as available vessels and obedient, a life of obedience, because sometimes the Holy Spirit may say, well, pray for that person.
Yeah.
Or go give that person a gospel tract.
Come on.
Or he may say, give that person the $10 bill in your wallet. And so, but our job is to obey the Holy Spirit and not argue. Not say,
I love that.
Lord, he looks like he's got more money than me. I need my $10, you know? Or sometimes the Holy Spirit may tell you, go give that suit in your closet to such and such a person.
Yeah.
Lord, yeah. I need my suit. Lord, I'm going to lose 10 pounds and get back in that suit, you know? Yeah. We come up with excuses. Yeah. But the fact is, the Holy Spirit is all about the work and the will of God. And what's important is, the Holy Spirit, when he does something, it's always eternal in its consequences.
Come on!
So when we obey him, we get to participate in the eternal activities of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
So our job, it becomes more exciting and fulfilling.
Life is exciting with Jesus. It really is. And I'm not just saying that. I know you're probably like, oh, she's just saying. Like, it really it is. It's it never really a dull moment. Maybe you find yourself, I'm bored with my life. That tells me you're not doing something for the Lord. Because when you're doing it with the Lord, you're never bored.
That's
877.
Right.
I saw Pastor Park looking at me. 616.
That's right.
2396, y'all. Come on and give. Come on and give so we can continue to share the gospel of Jesus Christ through these airwaves. 877-616-2396, or you can give online, afr.net.
That's right. And you know, I think of this too. You know, we just yesterday, of course, we had my wife, Pastor Bertie Parker, and Evangelist Herdesine in the studio with us, and they were talking about how that, and this is an example of how the Holy Spirit uses all of us in ways sometimes we don't fully comprehend. She was sharing a message on the broadcast a few weeks ago, and of course it just so happened you were on the broadcast with her as well. Well, a young man had heard the broadcast.
Oh, yeah.
and he was incarcerated in another state, and he sent a letter, and he named Evangelist Herdesine Victory.
got the two of you mixed up.
But the beauty is, he sent a powerful message challenging believers to get involved with the work of standing for life and against abortion. Mm-hmm. And see, the Holy Spirit reached way into Texas from Tupelo, Mississippi, touched him, and used his voice to touch people basically probably all over the world through the broadcast.
Amen.
Well, that's the way the Holy Spirit works. Our job is to simply obey the Word of God and the Spirit of God. We don't have to worry about the Holy Spirit doing his job. He's always going to do his job. Our part is to obey and do our job. And a big part of that is evangelism and discipleship because, again, you know, Victor, I think of this. Again, when people, when their life comes to an end, what really matters is, did they know Jesus Christ?
Right.
You know, right now we look at the world, people are caught up in the election that's coming up and all the going back and forth between parties and candidates and... But you know, when a person dies, it doesn't matter if they're Democrat or Republican, if they're rich or poor, black, white, Hispanic, Asian, none of that. The only thing that matters is, did they know Jesus Christ?
Amen.
And eternity is a long time.
You know,
it's a long time.
It is. It's forever. And if you ever take a time to think about eternity, it's like, whoa, nonstop. You know, anytime I hear someone passing away, what the first thing that always crossed my mind is, did they know the Lord? That's always because I don't automatically think, especially, you know, that everyone is saved because everyone's not saved. And I want to say this also. Maybe you're listening. And you're like, man, I want to share the gospel of Jesus Christ, but I'm embarrassed. I'm ashamed. Listen, this is where I want to challenge you to get into the Word of God, because I kid you not, the more you get into the Word, the more you'll love God and the more you could care less how you look when he tells you to pray for that woman behind the cash register at Walmart. You know what I mean? Or whatever your local grocery store is. The less you will care, the more you start evangelizing. I'm married to an introvert. You can ask my honey bunny. I call him my honey bunny. I probably shouldn't say that. He don't like when I say that in public. But he's my man. But the more he shares, like he gets out of his comfort zone, because it is a little bit more natural for me with my personality. But like, so you can't, don't use excuses. How much do you love God? Think about what he did for you.
Be bold for Jesus.
Be bold.
And that's the way to serve God.
Man, I'm telling you.
That number to call if you'd like to get involved with our fall share-a-thon is 1-877-616-2396. Again, that's 1-877-616-2396. I'm going to start reading a passage. We may run out of time. We have to pick up the rest on the other side. But this is Luke chapter 16, a powerful story about one more reason why we are to be vitally involved in the work of evangelism. Luke 16, starting at verse 19. There was a certain rich man who was clothed in purple and fine linen and fared sumptuously every day. But there was a certain beggar named Lazarus, full of sores, who was laid at his gate, desiring to be fed with the crumbs which fell from the rich man's table. Moreover, the dogs came and licked his sores. So it was that the beggar died and was carried by the angels to Abraham's bosom. The rich man also died and was buried. and being in torments in Hades, he lifted up his eyes and saw Abraham afar off and Lazarus in his bosom. Then he cried and said, Father Abraham, have mercy on me and send Lazarus, that he may dip the tip of his finger in water and cool my tongue, for I am tormented in this flame. But Abraham said, Son, remember that in your lifetime you received good things, and likewise Lazarus evil things, but now he is comforted and you are tormented. And besides all this between us and you, there's a great gulf fixed, so that those who want to pass from here to you cannot, nor can those from there pass to us. Then he said, I beg you therefore, Father, that you would send him to my father's house, for I have five brothers, that he may testify to them, lest they also come to this place of torment. Abraham said to him, They have Moses and the prophets. Let them hear them. And he said, No, Father Abraham, but if one goes to them from the dead, they will repent. But he said to him, If they do not hear Moses and the prophets, neither will they be persuaded, though one rise from the dead. Verses 19 through 31, Luke chapter 16. Victory, a powerful story about why it's so important for us as the church to take the work of evangelism very, very seriously. Mm-hmm. The number to call if you want to be involved in our Fall Share-a-thon is 1-877-616-2396. Or if you'd like to give online, go to afr.net. The number once again, 1-877-616-2396. We'll be right back.
What if your greatest trial was your greatest victory? What if your greatest problem was your greatest blessing? What if the hardest test you've seen became your testimony? All the great men that came through something. What if your greatest trial was your greatest victory? What if your greatest problem was your greatest blessing? What if the hardest test you've seen became your testimony? All the great men that I know came through something. Give your life to God. He's gonna work it out for you.
My name is Mona, and American Family Radio has been so wonderful. You hear the name of Jesus spoken all the time. You hear wonderful words from the Word and people talking about what's going on in the world from a biblical standpoint. I want to thank y'all. I praise the Lord for y'all, and keep it going.
This is Natalie from Missouri, and I've been listening to AFR for about 4 years, and wow. I listen to you every day. You're the only station that I listen to. I'm a busy mom, so I can't always listen for the whole show. But there are two shows that I make sure that I listen to completely, and that's the Hamilton Corner and Erin Addison's. And every night after I put the kids to bed, I put on the Hamilton Corner and get out my Bible. I am just challenged with Abraham and then Will and Miki also. They just challenged me to be a better mom and just a better Christian. The impact that it has had on my family, I can't put into words. Truly thankful for the American Family Radio. Thank you.
Rebecca from Mississippi. The Lord has blessed me so much through y'all's radio station. 2 years ago, my husband left and just kind of just threw my kids and my world upside down. I've just heard the Lord say through confirmation, just to wait on Him, you know, and I don't know what the waiting is for, but He has been so prevalent in our lives. And when I'm just really about to just break and just bawl my eyes out, even at work, I'll turn on the radio and one of y'all's people will say, you know, just wait on the Lord and He'll give you rest. And it just confirms again that the Lord is using y'all so prevalently in this world. My kids and I are so thankful for you, and we love your news and everything that y'all give out. We know that we can trust every single thing that y'all say to be true and honest and to the glory of God. I'm just blessed by y'all, and I want to say thank you.
You're listening to the Hour of Intercession, and we're in the midst of our fall share-a-thon here at American Family Radio. And if you'd like to get involved with helping American Family Radio continue the mission and work that God has called us to, you can do that by calling in a pledge. The number to do that is 1-877-616-2396. Again, that's 1-877-616-2396, or you can go online to give at AFR.net. Again, that's AFR.net. My guest co-host today is Victory Holofield, and we're looking at the topic of living a life of obedience, specifically carrying out the Great Commission. And Victory, in just a moment, I'm going to ask you to pray for listeners in that, because again, when every believer, as we've mentioned, is called to be involved in the very important work of the spread of the gospel. And the fact is, so much is at stake, mm-hmm. because the fact is, when a person dies, again, if they know Jesus Christ, they're in for the greatest thing of their life, of course, is living, spending eternity with Jesus. Yeah. But when they don't know Jesus, it's a sad reality, because the reality is hell is real. And the fact is, there are many of people who were atheists or say they didn't believe in God or the devil or hell before, but there are no atheists in hell. Mm-hmm. And the fact is, eternity is a long time to be in a terrible place like hell.
It is.
So it's critical that we take the work God has called us to very, very serious. So at this point, I'm going to ask if you'll pray for listeners that they would be stirred by allow the Spirit of God to stir them to become vibrant evangelists and disciple makers as God has called us to be.
I would love to.
Okay.
Yeah. Father God, I'm just so thankful for your word, Lord. I'm thankful for Pastor Parker, for the Hour of Intercession, for Rick, for Pete the prayer pup, Lord. I just thank you, God, that you have blessed American Family Radio to be a blessing to so many. And Lord, those who are listening right now, God, I just ask right now, Lord, that you would give them boldness. And it won't be boldness in themselves, but boldness in the name of Jesus. Lord, you said in Acts chapter 1, verse 8, that we will receive power when the Holy Spirit comes upon us. So Father God, every listener that's listening that's a follower of Jesus, and that means they have your Spirit, the Holy Ghost, living on it on the inside of them. I ask you, Lord, that you will empower them by the Spirit to be bold, Lord. Father, let it be none of them and all of you flowing through them, God. I ask, Lord, that you would help all of us to not allow the excuse of where I'm wearing a mask to stop us from sharing the gospel of Jesus Christ. Because that's nothing but a trick from the enemy right there with all this mask and all that stuff. No offense to anyone that's doing it. If you want to do it, cool, but you still have a commission to fulfill, and that is to share the gospel. You can still do that. Father, and I just ask that you would help us all, Lord, to have such a passion for the lost souls. Help us to remember how we were once before Christ, Lord. We were lost, Lord. We were heading to hell, Father. Let that be a motivation to not desire anyone to enter into a place that is torment for all eternity, God. Help us all to remember what Jesus did on the cross, how he died for us, and how life now in Christ is far more powerful and purposeful than it was without him, Lord. I ask you, as humbly as I know how, Lord, that we would go ye and make disciples. And that way, when that person gets discipled, they too will make disciples, and that it will continue on, Father. May you be glorified in our lives, Lord. Help us to inquire of you daily. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen.
Amen. And Father, too, thank you for the wonderful privilege and opportunity we have of being able to walk with you and to walk with your wonderful Holy Spirit, who teaches us, guides us, empowers us, and stirs us to have a heart to reach out, to share the gospel with others, to encourage believers to grow up in the faith, to encourage believers to make prayer a higher priority in their life, to encourage believers to become students of Scripture.
Yes.
Help us to know, Lord, that You allow us to be involved in the most wonderful work in the world, the work of the spread of the gospel and the building of Your kingdom. Lord, more and more open our eyes and help us to not have an attitude of, do I have to do the work of evangelism, discipleship? Mm-hmm. Stir us to recognize that, Lord, it's a privilege.
Yes.
It's an honor. It's a joy to be able to partner with Your wonderful Holy Spirit, to be involved in the wonderful work of helping to call people off the road to hell,
yes,
onto the road to heaven. And Lord, help us to know, Lord, that every day is a joyful opportunity to be Your vessel through which Your Spirit can reach and touch people for all eternity. Lord, help us to recognize that every day is literally an adventure with You as we simply listen to You and are available vessels through which You can get Your work done. Thank You for that blessing and privilege. And Lord, help us to recognize, too, when sometimes when people make remarks that sometimes might seem discouraging or even rude, help us, Lord, to recognize this truth, that life is designed to be full of God. It's designed to be full of Jesus Christ, mm-hmm. and that we're not strange to want to tell everyone we meet about Jesus Christ.
Yes.
But that's the norm, that life is supposed to be full of Jesus,
yes.
and it's best lived when Jesus is permeating every aspect mm-hmm. of who we are and what we do. Thank You for the opportunity to be involved in the wonderful work of building of Your kingdom. We mm-hmm. thank You. We praise You in Jesus' name. We do pray. Amen.
Amen.
Again, we're in the midst of our fall share-a-thon, and the number to call if you'd like to help us continue the work that God has called the ministry of the American Family Radio Network to, that number is 1-877-616-2396. Again, that's 1-877-616-2396, or you can go online to afr.net to give as well, afr.net. And let me say very sincerely, along with the financial gifts that you may choose to give, keep in mind that also we very much desire your prayers, because remember,
Amen.
Amongst other things, when you pray, prayer releases the Holy Spirit to work. And the fact is, ministry never happens apart from the Holy Spirit.
Mm-hmm.
If the Holy Spirit's not involved, it's not ministry.
Yeah.
And ministry is basically the will of God going forward. And so whatever the Holy Spirit leads us to do, He's leading us into ministry, whatever that might be. So, Victor, our time is kind of running towards an end. But I want to say this as it relates to the passage we read a few minutes ago about the rich man and Lazarus. That's a powerful, powerful passage. And I would challenge every single listener to go back and read it over and over and over again, because there are many insights about listening to God and following God in there. Note again, this is not just a story. Apparently, it's a true story. Jesus is just telling us of the characters involved.
Mm-hmm.
A rich man, again, he died and sadly went to hell. And in hell, he asked for two things. One, he asked for just a little bit of water. And Victor, something just, you know, when you're hot and thirsty, you want at least a tall glass of water. But
right.
he just wanted one little drip to get a little bit of relief in this terrible place of torment called hell. And he couldn't even get that.
Mm.
But then his second request is so powerful and moving.
Yeah.
He asks that Lazarus would go back to his family back on earth and proclaim the gospel to them, because he doesn't want the people he loved and cared about to come to this terrible place called hell.
Wow.
And think of that. He's in hell, he's very concerned about his loved ones not coming to this terrible place. Now,
wow.
sadly, in his lifetime, he didn't have any interest in this.
Yeah.
But now he's in hell when it's too late, and he can't do it now
wow.
either. And we as believers need to recognize this. Every day is a day and opportunity to help our loved ones, to do what we can to help our loved ones, people we know, people who are co-workers,
mm-hmm.
people in our community, to come to know Jesus Christ. Because again, after we die, it's too late.
It is.
It's too late to tell the good news. It's too late for people to hear it after they die. But as long as we're alive, we have that opportunity.
Yeah.
We don't want to find ourselves in the position like the rich man. After we die, it's too late to
yeah.
proclaim the message to anybody.
Yeah. I co-sign everything you just shared. And I think when people have, the more we get into the Word of God, we'll realize just how much we need Christ
mm-hmm.
and how much this is I, what I want is the mindset. I don't want people to think, okay, I want to come to Christ to avoid hell. No, mm-hmm. we come to Christ because we love him, mm-hmm. because of what he did. Yes, you won't have to go to hell, hallelujah, when you accept him as your savior. But the reason for desiring heaven, the reason for desiring the things of God is because you love God. Jesus said, if you love me, you'll obey my commands. Mm-hmm. And the Great Commission, hey, that's a command. He tells us, go ye and make disciples.
That's right. That's
he didn't
right.
say, think about it. He said, go.
And, you know, as believers, we would be wise to ask God to give us a passion to where we would live in such a way that yeah. our goal is to not only to get to heaven, but to take as many people with us as we possibly
Come
can.
On. And maybe you're listening and you don't have that passion. Pray Matthew 5:6. Blessed is he who hungers and thirsts for righteousness. They shall be filled. Pray for that. Pray and ask the Lord to give you a heart towards the lost. Because we're in this flesh and we live in this world. It's a fallen world. So it can affect us. You have to pray and ask the Holy Spirit to help you. That's Don't forget right. to give, y'all, 877-616-2396, 877-616-2396, or give online, afr.net, so we can continue this good work for the Lord.
Amen. Amen. As we conclude our time, if you're listening and maybe you're not saved, maybe you don't mm-hmm. know Jesus, I want to invite you to simply pray this prayer with me, because again, the most important decision in life is the decision to ask Jesus in. Would you pray this prayer with me? As you listen, Lord Jesus, thank you for loving me so much that you came into this world. You lived. You died on the cross to pay for my sins. 3 days later, you rose up from the dead so that I could be saved. Lord, I confess I've sinned and done wrong. I repent and I turn from all my sin. Lord Jesus, forgive me for all the wrong I've done. And Lord Jesus, in a brand new way, I open my heart and my whole life to you. Lord Jesus, come into my heart. Be my Lord and Savior. You said in your word, whoever calls in the name of the Lord shall be saved. Right now, Lord, I'm calling on your name. Lord, save me. Fill me with your spirit. In Jesus' name, amen. If you prayed that prayer, please email us and let us know. We'd like to send some material to help you grow in your faith. My email is jparker@afa.net. Again, that's jparker@afa.net. The number to call if you want to help us with our fall share-a-thon is 1-877-616-2396. Again, 1-877-616-2396. Or go to give online, afr.net. Thanks for listening. Join us again next time for the Hour of Intercession.
The views and opinions expressed in this broadcast do not necessarily reflect those of the American Family Association or American Family Radio.